This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The melanated society, Machaba Ratalas, or is it the Ratala Machabas? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So both of you are on the same line, Mutangwa and Lesego. Good morning, Lesego.
Good morning, Tatelegai.
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Great, and thank you so much to the both of you for coming through to speak to us. Appreciate that. Quickly, before we speak about swinging, tell us a little bit about the Melanated Society.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you to your listeners. So the Melanated Society is a platform for non-monogamous melanated individuals of all kinds. So it encompasses all sorts of non-monogamy, that would be swinging, that would be polyamory, and all types of other non-monogamy.
Polyamory, all of them, like you say, all things non-monogamous.
Mm.
It was founded about 2 years ago, and we're doing great in opening up people's minds with regards to different types of relationship structures, and also just providing a home and a community for like-minded people.
You know, is there that community? And the reason I'm asking, there is always this perception that kilo za makhuwa. Go ahead, Lisa.
This was born half because of that. And there is, a lot of the time, there is a big community of swingers and non-monogamous humans within the country. The problem, Ewi Buang, is quite correct and eminent within that community, where you find that a lot of the people that are in the community, and what happens is that a lot of them do not want to engage for whatever reasons. People have got their preference. Mm. But it's not always nice to be kicked out because of the color of your skin. And hence why we decided to create this thing. It is growing. There is a community like how you are. There's about, currently we are about 460 strong.
Hmm. And black people?
Black people.
People,
people of color. Yeah, all black
people. Well, I'm using the word black deliberately.
Like, colored people.
Yeah.
People of color.
So, yeah.
And the reason I'm saying this, because also as black people, then comes the issue of society, taboo, tradition, and all those things that come into play. How do you maneuver around that? Or is that, and Mutangwa, I'll throw this to you, is that the, I guess, evolution of relationshiping and getting together as people?
I love how you put it, an evolution of relationshiping. Mm. So what we have found is that there is a lot of people that want to express this way. If you actually look at your history, being open or being in poly anything is not new to Africans. People like to think, oh, you're inventing a way of being as black people because Arad Vaela. But in actual fact, if you look at your history, Africans have never been monogamous in anything. I mean, spirituality, we've always been polytheistic. Even in how we do our romantic relationships, we are communal-based, not so much individual-based. Mm. So people think we are reinventing the wheel, but we are actually not. We're just reminding people that there's always been better ways of being that we've known.
Mm. It's always, it's an opportunity to cheat without guilt.
You see, and that's the misconception, because a lot of it moves towards cheating, whether sexually or emotionally. And mostly it's said to be a sexual thing, or it's just an opportunity to get laid.
Mm.
But, you know, there's various ways of doing this thing. I mean, I know we're speaking about the swinging part.
Mm.
And yeah, sure. When you are swinging, your relationship is open sexually in however you guys decide to open it. So you're not cheating. The word cheating means the other person doesn't know or is being misled. And that's one thing. The other thing is, when you're in a non-monogamous situation, outside of the swinging kind of non-monogamy, the other is something called kitchen top polyamory, where we are all together as a people, rajona, mara. It's not a physical relationship. We are there for the convenience of life. So we share a bond, we share children, finances, this type of thing. So, you know, a lot of it is directed immediately towards sex. And sure, if you're speaking about swinging, yeah, this is all that you're talking
about. But isn't that it? And on to the issue of swinging, I think we'll make more time to talk about the other issues. But swinging, is it not about that? Is it not about sex?
About sex.
It
is a sexual situation. However, it is not. When you meet a person and you are not attracted to that person, it does not say that you must now sleep with them because you are in a swinging situation.
Mm.
It does also involve a little bit of, internal stuff, so some emotional stuff and something, some connection of sort, for most people anyway. But yeah, generally it's a sexual situation with swinging.
And Mutangwa, so I mean, when you and Lesego then get into a swinging situation, does it feelings don't come into play at some point? That has always been the biggest question. Do you catch feelings? Do you not catch feelings? How do you make sure? Or it's a once off. We are done. We move on to the next one.
You see, the thing about peopling is that it's not as black and white as you people would like to it to be. So, of course, we are human beings. This is why being in a non-monogamous open relationship of any kind, communication is very important.
Mm.
If we have decided that our swinging style does not involve maybe even seeing the person for the second time, and I go and see somebody 3-4 times, then I am cheating and it's defeating the purpose of being openly non-monogamous, even including swinging. So all within boundaries, people do catch feelings. We are all human beings. Communication then comes into play. Then I must be able to admit to my partner that I might be catching feelings there, and we have protocols in place on how we deal with situations like that. And most openly swinging people have those protocols in place where you say, should this happen, this is what we're going to do.
Mm. Let's say, out of sheer curiosity, how does a conversation about swing, how did it start? I mean, did you guys know while you were dating or before, or did this come up when you were already in a relationship that we want to explore a little bit further into this?
Funny story. So we were fortunate enough to meet in a situation that allowed us to have it immediately so that we are non-monogamous. So we met in a threesome. I met her through her boyfriend.
Oh.
And that boy is, I was busy with his wife, because they are also swingers. And he says to me, he's got a girl that wants to experience two men at the same time. And yay, your boy, this was one that I came, and this is how we met. So it was never really a conversation that we had to have. It was already there by the time we met.
And you were comfortable with it, both of you, to an extent that you got married.
Quite excited, actually. Quite excited, because with our previous partners, we had explained to them, and I think it was how we also connected. With our previous partners, we had said to them, this is who we are and how we'd like to do things.
Mm.
They were not pretty much of that opinion.
Mm.
And when we met, we were sharing this story, and we realized, you know, we are both in half full relationship. So the relationship is there, but we would like a little bit more, and our partners didn't allow for that. And it was just easy to fall into. It was just, it seemed just very easy to, pieces of puzzles to fall into.
So Mutangwa, then in this particular case, right, do the both of you have to be attracted to a person when you are swinging, or could it be that I'm attracted to this person and then I'm like, babe, let's go? Or does it have to be a mutual thing at all times? And is there a discussion to say, I feel like this, I want to do this? Like, how does that conversation happen? Because naturally it has to be some sort of attraction to a particular individual for you to have a sexual feelings.
Absolutely. Attraction is important. However, for Lesego and I, we don't have to be attracted to the person, both of us, I mean, because our sexualities are also different. What we like in human beings is also very different. So there is no rule that who Lesego likes, I must like, and vice versa. We have the same energy attraction. So if a person is easy, chilled, and has good vibrations, then my husband will hang out with him, they'll have drinks. But of course, because of the different sexualities, he does not have to sexually be attracted to him. And also vice versa, the women that my husband falls for sometimes are not women that I'm sexually attracted to. So that also just becomes a relationship that he's carrying out on his own.
Let's then talk about Lesego, if anything, the challenges around swinging. What are some of the challenges? I mean, the good things will be like, you know, it's open, you get laid if and when, you know, without worrying about what your partner and so on. But I'm sure there are some challenges that you face along the way.
Yeah, with every good thing, there's always the other opposite end of the coin. You find jealousy issues in a lot of these communities. You'll find a lot of communication adjustments that are necessary, because some people would be, you know, primarily growing up in a monogamous situation and then moving to a non-monogamous situation. Mm. The communication is different. It must be beefed up, and sometimes to shift that communication into that new way of doing things is sometimes problematic.
Lost. Okay, we'll get the guests back. Our lines are misbehaving today, Anyway, we'll continue with that conversation. We're talking about swinging, and in conversation with Mutangwa and Lesego, swingers and founders of the Melanated Society, talking about swinging and why people are doing away with monogamy. As we wind down the conversation, we got cut off there. But Mutangwa, let me come to you and talk about, does poly enhance relationship? Do you find that this has made your relationship better and more open?
Absolutely. It not only does being open make the relationship better for us, but it has also made us better human beings. So when you are in this relationship structure, you will encounter quite a lot of things that will help you to introspect. For example, my husband mentioned the issue of jealousy. When you do feel jealous and you feel triggered like that, it forces you to go inside and figure out what is going on with you. At the same time, it also forces you to be vulnerable and ask for grace from your partner, because they also need to hold space for your jealousy, for all of your emotions. So it's absolutely, it absolutely helps you grow and helps your relationship grow.
Do you set boundaries, Lesego?
Yes. I think it's necessary to have boundaries, considering yourself as a human being, what you are able to do, what you feel you have the capacity to do. So you necessarily have to, it's necessary to set those boundaries for yourself and how you want your relationship to work. Otherwise, you know, also, it's not necessary for you to set boundaries. Let me just qualify. There are people that have relationships in swinging situations that are anarchy by design. So that means it doesn't have to have anybody say anything to anything. I go about my business and I'll tell you whenever I tell you. So, you know, there are relationships like that which have very minimal boundaries. We personally have some boundaries that we have in place for our relationship to be as best as we believe it can be.
So do you date other people? And yes. If so, is there a limit?
Time.
Or utlabona kopi?
Most of it is utlabona, but it's really what your capacity can hold in terms of time, in terms of finances, and also emotionally. If you are going to be going out there, you should be able to come back home and be in a space where it's not disruptive to the home that you are in.
Lastly, issues like society, being judged, religion, Mutangwa, do that come into play? Do you find that people, family, friends, to a certain extent, judge you for the lifestyle that you've chosen?
Absolutely. One of the reasons why, another reason why we created the Melanated Society was so that those people that are feeling shunned by family and friends or religious people can find a community that says it's okay for you to express however you want to express. And just because monogamy has become the norm doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. I've personally experienced that from a religious point of view. Also from some family members. So it can be very difficult to navigate on your own, which is why we felt the need to create a home for individuals like us where we can support and hold each other.
Quick question from Twitter. Rafiki, are there kids involved? How kids are protected in such a relationship?
Yeah, we are so blessed. We have a child together.
Oh, lovely.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, Rafiki, to see a child being taken care of by more than just the primary mother and the primary father. Research also shows that children that are raised in these relationship structures fare better because they've got more than just two adults to call parents.
Fantastic stuff. We are out of time, but thank you to the both of you. Now, for people that want to find out more about the Melanated Society, where and how do they find this information?
We are on Instagram, Melanated SA. We are on our app. We have a platform of our own, app.themelanatedsociety.co.za. There's where you'll find most of our presence. We are on Twitter, but it's not a very present page at the moment, so I'm not even going to go by it.
Well, tell me about it.
But if you do want to get in touch, you're going to go to app.themelanatedsociety.co.za. There's a lot of information from there.
Fantastic stuff. Lesego and Mutangwa, so which surname do you use? Do you use Ratala Machaba or Machaba Ratala? Or depends?
No. So her name... So, we both took each other's surnames.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Yeah.
That's right. So we both kept our surnames as they were and added on the other one's surname to the end. So I'm Ratala Machaba and she's Machaba Ratan.
Lerata drama waits. Thank you to the both of you for coming through and being open with us. I appreciate your time and your insight. That's Ratala Machabas or the Machaba Ratalas, depending. Right. All right. It's 5 o'clock. Let's get the latest news. Here's news.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.